الصبر نور ويقين، لله در الصابرين.
نعم الله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Deen Online. Every Muslim is familiar with the five pillars of Islam. In fact, when a new Muslim takes his shahada or becomes a Muslim, he will learn about this as the first subject. I would like to summarize this topic so we can have the correct understanding of it and realize the importance of it. If one thinks about the function or the purpose of a pillar, the reason why they are built is to hold up a roof of a building. And if any of the pillars were missing, then the roof would collapse. This analogy fits perfectly with Islam and the five pillars, i.e. if a person was missing one of the five pillars, then his Islam or his deen would collapse. Of course, how we determine how a pillar is missing will depend upon which pillar we're talking about and the circumstances related to it. The first pillar of Islam is the Shahada. As Muslims, we often forget that when we pronounce the Shahada, we are in fact taking an oath with Allah. We are making a promise. When we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are saying, I testify that there is no one worthy to be worshipped, obeyed or followed except Allah. And I also testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, i.e. he's our example, he's our guide in life. When we think about an oath we make with other people, i.e. friends, business partner or our spouse, and what we expect in respect to the fulfillment of that oath, we can never imagine betrayal from them or disloyalty. Otherwise, we would not have taken a contract with them. And we also never imagine that we would become gaddar, a traitor or a betrayer to that oath. Then how is it possible that we can betray Rabbul Alameen, the one who created mankind and jinn? How can we imagine that we can break our promise to Allah? It is something totally unacceptable. We cannot tolerate it at all. So this should remind us that the Shahada is one of the most important things, not only the first pillar in Islam, but the most important thing in Islam. So what breaks the oath? If we testify that Allah is the only one who should be worshipped, then anything that contradicts it will break the oath. So if we take others in worship besides Allah, or we follow an example other than the example of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this will all nullify the oath or break the oath. So this will lead to us breaking the first pillar of Islam and nullifying Islam completely. The second pillar of Islam is the Salah. This is the five daily prayers at different times of the day. When we think about the Salah, we think about standing before Allah in a state of awareness, being in awe of Allah, otherwise known as khushu' in Arabic. This is a type of ibadah where our hearts find rest, we are settled, and we are in full tranquility. The Salah is important because no matter how busy or occupied we are with our lives or whatever we are doing, we are reminded that we need to pray at certain periods of the day. So it's like a register we have with Allah that when the Salah time enters, we'll leave off whatever we have and we'll stand before Allah. If one observes the Salah correctly, it will protect them from many ills. It will protect them from many immoral actions and intoxicants. In fact, one of the conditions to offer our Salah or for our Salah to be valid is that we must be in a state of purity, i.e. we must not be intoxicated with drugs or alcohol. And not only that, we must be spiritually purified as well. So that would mean that any immoral behavior will be far from our minds. So that is the way it will protect us. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim is the abandonment of Salah. So here we can see the difference between us and the non-Muslim is that the Muslim offers his prayers regularly. So it is imperative as Muslims It's not something we should neglect or abandon or think as something little. That's why the salah is one of the first things Allah will account us for on the Day of Judgment after our shahada. The third pillar of Islam is the zakat. The zakat is the obligatory form of charity enjoined on all the Muslims. Those who have a significant amount of wealth saved up throughout the whole year. The amount we give in charity is 2.5%, and we give it to the poor and needy. When we do that, we are reminded of the blessings and the favor bestowed upon us by Allah. The wealth and the opulence that we have is all a blessing from Him. And when we give to the poor and needy, we are reminded that we are not in a state where we require charity, and hence we should be more grateful. So this builds better characteristics in the Muslim. It enjoins in us gratefulness and being subservient to Allah, and it destroys ugly characteristics such as being miserly and being ungrateful. Also, this is a form of purifying our wealth. We are reminded that all wealth belongs to Allah, and we are merely trustees of it. Moreover, in the past, the Sahaba used to regard those who did not pay zakat as no longer being Muslim. So it's important for us to realize this zakat is an important aspect of Islam, and hence a pillar of Islam. The fourth pillar of Islam is the fasting, or sawm in Arabic. It's a vast topic in its own right, so I'd like to quickly summarize the important aspects of it. Fasting is to abstain from food and water and our desires from dawn to sunset in the month of Ramadan. The importance of fasting is realized in the Quran when Allah says, "The reason I prescribed it for you is so that you may attain taqwa." And it's not as some people would say, it's for us to imagine how the poor feel, because the poor are also obligated to fast as well. One of the benefits of fasting is that it helps us to keep control of our sayings and actions, because the Messenger Muhammad said in a hadith that Allah is not in need of the one of a Muslim to fast if he does not give up his evil speech and actions. So this will motivate us to remember that fasting is not only abstaining from food and water, but also evil deeds. And we would not like to go throughout the whole day without food and water and receive no gain at all. The fifth pillar of Islam is the Hajj, where a Muslim is obliged to make pilgrimage to Mecca once in his lifetime, according to their own capacity. Now, when a Muslim enters Mecca, he will wear the ihram. Every Muslim is obligated to wear this clothing. So it shows that there is no difference between a Muslim who lives in opulence and the Muslim who lives in poverty, because they will all look the same. And it also reminds us that Allah does not look to our status or our wealth or which country we are from. Rather, He looks to our hearts and He looks to our actions. So we too should look to other Muslims and judge them according to their own sayings and actions. Another benefit of the Hajj is that it teaches us about sacrifice. When a Muslim makes that journey to the house of Allah in Mecca, he will leave his business and family members. And this is a difficult type of sacrifice for anyone. Yet the Muslim is prepared to do that because of the command of Allah. And this helps us in every aspect of Islam where sacrifice is required. Umar bin Khattab used to consider those Muslims who had the capability to make Hajj and yet refused to do so as not being true Muslims. So it should remind us that Hajj is an important aspect of Islam and again a pillar of Islam. Alhamdulillah, these are the five pillars in summary. Of course, there are more details to each pillar. May Allah increase us in our knowledge and help us to hold on to the five pillars. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أبدا وعزمك لا يلين الصبر نور ويقين لله در الصابرين نعم الأخي ولا تهن أبدا وعزمك لا يلين.